Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we're back with another Pretty Little Liars episode, season 7, episode 15, In the Eye Behind the Heart. Sorry, we'll be back in a second with actual language. See you in a sec.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No, I did it.
Secret, can you keep
it? Oh, you guys don't know. We do this.
I will say, gotta lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
Sam, stand by the shush.
Let her know you won't tell what I said, cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Get the shush. Yeah, there you go.
Guys, we
didn't give them any heads up.
Welcome to our Pretty Little Liars after show. Of course, this is the final season of Pretty Little Liars, and we have so much to get into. But first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stephanie Wanger.
I'm Kristen Strange, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and anywhere else at Kristen_Strange.
Hey guys, I'm filling in for Dakota T. Jones, but I'm Sam Davidson, and I'm super excited to talk about this show with you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown, and I'm filling in for Hannah tonight, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talks TV, and follow Hannah too.
Thank you guys so much for filling in. This is awesome to have you here, and let's jump into the episode and talk about... We want to start with Spencer, because I feel like this was the
Which one?
Right? Okay, so this has been a big moment, I feel like, that we've been waiting for all season. What is this?
So she has a twin. That's all.
Well, I know that has been the fan theory, and we've certainly heard you guys on YouTube and Instagram telling us that, of course, Spencer has a twin. But do you really think... That's where this is heading in these final few episodes?
Was it not? Like, I felt like that was so obvious. Like, oh, hey, Ezra! Like, she was awkward. Like, she wasn't expecting to see him there because you don't run into anybody at the airport in real life. And then it was just weird. And then Ren was there, and, like, she hasn't mentioned Ren. Like, she would obviously say, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, because we're seeing the inner workings of Spencer a little bit, especially this episode. We saw her, like, upset, being totally creeped on by a detective, and just thrown off. But then we see this girl talking with Ren.
Yeah.
And she never...
There was no mention of going to meet Ren. There was, like, no... It seemed like they were fighting, too, about something, like... When he looked over at them initially, they were kind of like, talking about something.
I cannot wait to rewatch this episode and, like, pause. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily... I could see the twin theory for sure. I know it's been talked about so heavily. But I also wondered if it was just that she was nervous that she was with Ren and that... Yeah.
Maybe she has multiple personality disorder and she's her own twin.
I don't know. I mean... I mean, she has been in a mental hospital. But I think that really, I wasn't sure if it was a twin or if it was just that she was, like, afraid of her secret getting out. Like, I felt that she had some deep, dark secret in that moment.
Which secret?
There could be any number of them at this point.
What do you think, Becca?
I was a little disappointed with the Ren thing because I felt like it was just a way for them to get Julian Morris in the episode.
He said and back one in the show. Thing.
Yeah, and also, like, he doesn't look as good without his hair, but his accent is still really hot. But
I thought he looked sexy and dangerous.
I thought so, too.
I mean, I didn't say he wasn't sexy. I just said he wasn't as sexy as he was with his hair, you know?
Because he wasn't himself.
Maybe.
He's a psychopath.
Maybe he's another Ren. Maybe Ren has a twin.
Well, it's no, him and universe. Rollins were brothers, I think, obviously. I don't know.
That would be gross. That would suck.
I can see that being a thing.
Yeah. But, wait. Rollins... Okay, never mind. That was a dumb question.
But was it? I'm sure someone's had
He's English, though. Rollins was English, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Ren. Sometimes... I know he is, but, like, sometimes I can't tell with accents, so he could have been, like, Australian or something.
Well, I get those confused. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like... To back up a little bit, because we kind of jumped into the end of Spencer's story.
Sorry, guys.
Like, we need to rewind a bit and get to the back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To the beginning where essentially Spencer is out getting these messages from Mary Drake in wine bottles. Is that?
Yeah, I liked their style.
Message in a bottle.
Yeah.
And I honestly was smelling red wine the entire time I was watching this. I think the table next to us was drinking.
Yeah, you know, I probably was like, man, I thought about bringing a bottle of wine tonight and I wish I would have.
But what did you think about these messages? Are they really from Mary Drake? Are they from AD? What are we thinking?
I think they're from Mary Drake, and this is her style. She's super creepy and weird, and that is just who she is.
And she's still trying to sneak around Spencer's parents. So. Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't sure that these... I lean towards them being from Mary Drake, but with everything that's going on, I think that at this point, all trails kind of lead back to AD.
Definitely.
I could see that, yeah.
So, I don't know...
Yeah, because maybe AD was the one who told Fury that, you know, Spencer was going to be going somewhere and to, like, keep an eye on her, and that's how she got caught. That's how she got caught by him, and, like, he approached her to finally be like, I'm on to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like Mary Drake is maybe involved in the whole AD situation.
I feel like there's, like, 20 people involved in the whole AD situation, especially because there's also, like, 20 people with the initials AD in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that they've done intentionally.
Yeah.
I mean, that is to make fans confused. Like, that's, like, everybody has those initials. Archer Dunhill, the list.
Addison De Laurentiis.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on.
Can we talk about, though, the moment with her and Detective Fury?
Yes.
I think that was not cool.
Which one?
When he just showed up in her home and was like, yeah, I've been watching you for 50-some minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you're a cop. You're a cop. Are you stupid?
I mean, yes. Yeah, that was getting into stalking your girlfriend.
The girl you're dating.
Yeah, like, whatever. Like, that
I mean,
is...
even if he turns out to be wrong, he's definitely ruined his chances with her.
Threatening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that he did not...
I think that was his detective side, just being like, things are leading back to you, I'm suspicious.
I think that it switched at some point in the episode from being like, oh, you're the girl that I'm seeing, to you're a suspect in my mind.
I mean, he's the first competent cop they've ever had, so...
I mean,
I don't think I agree.
But he's sleeping with his, like, a suspect, I mean,
so I didn't say he didn't have, like, a... like. Confused interest. But he seems to know what he knows what happened.
Yeah.
I also think that whole scene is a way for Spencer to kind of find her way back to Toby, just because all the original couples are supposed to, like,
they're not gonna end up together.
No,
and I'm kind of over Toby and Spencer. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about life, guys.
About Yvonne.
Yeah. Okay, so I think with the whole Fury thing that he's just never, like, again, a dirty cop. And I don't understand, though, exactly when the switch happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, what... And even if Spencer's guilty, Dunhill was a criminal. He was, like, a bad guy, and the police know that. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they just say to the girls, listen, like, we know that you might, like, be victims of some kind of really bad thing from this guy, so tell us the truth and we'll help you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what should happen.
Instead, they're like, he was a bad guy, but you might have killed him,
so you're worse. We got his finger.
Yeah.
That's what I still don't get, honestly, because I feel like the girls didn't really do anything wrong.
I mean, they killed somebody, but...
he kind of, like, ran in front of the car.
I mean, it was kind of his fault.
I blame him.
Yeah. Honestly, though, at that point, if they weren't, like, trying to hide anything, they should have just said, like, hey, this happened. Like, this guy tried to kill us, and he came at us, and, like, we felt like we were going to be killed, so we killed him. That's self-defense.
Yeah,
I mean, they would have had to find a really good lawyer.
It's certainly an act of self-defense, but I think at this point, these girls have been so much through so much in this town. Rosewood has kind of always pointed the finger at them. Like, they've been in that police department as high school girls, and now we have this 5-year gap, and they've been still, it's a constant thing with this, I guess, always kind of being questioned by the police. And so I don't know if they went there and said, like, he was, you know, after us, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that the police would believe him, that.
That's true. And even if, like, they did believe it first, then Adia would find a way to, like, intervene and, and like, delete pictures, videos, because that has happened in the past.
Yeah, I with this show, I have to let go of the fact of they could've, they should've kind of scenarios.
That's fair.
Right.
That's
because fair. They don't do, you know, if they did, then we wouldn't have a show.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. Like, we always talk about on this podcast about the realistic side of things versus what's acceptable in Pretty Little Liars, and they're very different.
So standards are very, very wrong.
Yeah.
Is there any realistic part of the show?
Well, I think...
girls living in a town being best friends.
I think when the show started, you could argue that there were more realistic components. And as the show goes on, it's gotten more heightened.
They have to best themselves every season.
As every show does. That's not a Pretty Little Liars problem. That's a... every
television problem.
Yeah, every TV show has this. Like, you have to make it bigger and better. And by doing that, you... ultimately bring it further from reality.
And you get kept on the air because you don't know when your last episode's going to be. There's so many good shows, and I feel like every season they're like, just in case we don't come back, oh, no, we're coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fix that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. This show, we've seen several times that where it could have been an ending. Like, you could have it be like, okay, it's this, and people would be satisfied with it. This is A. And then they've looped back around and had it be somebody else. And I think a lot of credit to the writers on that they've been able to do that and make this huge, complex story all fit together. And now we're down to, after this episode, the final five, if I'm correct?
Final five.
And so... like, to be able to tie up all these loose ends, and I think we're beginning to see that in this episode, that we're finally getting all of those loose ends, and when we talk about Spencer, it's not what's, you know, one component of Spencer, it's, like, kind of her end story at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there should be a spinoff show based on just the Hastings family.
I mean, that would be a dark, dark show.
It might not be on Freeform.
Yeah, ABC.
I feel like it would be better for
HBO.
Lifetime.
Lifetime. It's like my mother killed her brother. My father killed the mother, you know.
My father slept with like 10 different people.
My father is my father, but my mother isn't my mother. My mother's sister. Like,
and my best friend is my cousin.
Yeah.
No, cousin. It's first complicated. Cousin. It's very complicated.
Before we move on from Spencer, I do want to talk about that flashback we had of her signing the wrong credit card. Like, come on.
Okay,
like,
number one, if you're gonna steal someone's credit card, use their signature at least. Don't sign your own name. That, like, she could have at least signed, like, Archer Dunhill. It doesn't have to match perfectly. But why would you sign your own name, dummy?
I don't know if she gave that card by mistake. I was unclear.
She was drunk.
Yeah. Okay, I'm unclear if we've seen that exact dialogue before, because we saw them hook up.
No, I think we did.
Did we? Because I vaguely remember her saying, like, I buried someone.
Burying a body, yeah.
But with the signing of this, Spencer's too smart, and why would she use the credit card? It doesn't make any sense to me. She's so drinking. Smart. Okay, but still, you have a few drinks, you don't, like, ruin your life. I don't know. It's stupid.
I mean, you don't mean to, but...
it's not like she was in, like, three towns over. She was literally in Radley, being like, I buried someone, here's his credit card.
Yeah, she's pretty dumb. You know what, though? It was probably too, like, she essentially was in the car when they murdered somebody, and then she buried a body. Like, she's probably just so in shock that, like, nothing's really real in her head that's going on right now. So, like, she's not herself, you know?
She's not thinking.
She killed somebody and buried them.
Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thought.
And then you mix alcohol into it, and it's like, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I think at that point, probably emotionally, you mix alcohol, you're right, she's done. Like, and I'm assuming that it was just an oversight on her part. Like, I can't imagine her being like, oh, I'm going to use this guy's card and sign my own name. Like, how that's not...
I just will say, because if she does have a twin, I don't think that was her. Because Spencer knows she slept with Detective Fury. But I just feel like it's a little bit out of character for Spencer to have done that. But yeah, I'm going to give them a few, breaks.
So you don't think in that scene it's the twin? But you do think at the airport, twin?
Yes.
Agreed. Okay.
And interesting. Do you think Ezra picked up on the fact that she was being...
Weird.
Yes, because Ezra is so weird himself.
And Ezra, like, he saw them fighting, and he, like, immediately turned away. Like, he knew he was witnessing something he shouldn't be. And then he turned away, and then, oh, hey, Spencer, you know, like, it all of that was weird. And, like, part of me is like, does he know something?
I think he for sure knows that Spencer has a twin and just does not want to get into it.
He's like, I can't deal with this.
He's like, not my problem.
Interesting. Yeah. Like, Ezra?
Yeah.
Seriously, because of why? Like, what? How would he know?
Him. He's just shady, and I think that entire interaction was completely bizarre.
I told Sam earlier that she could never be on our panel again because she's not Team Ezra yet.
I know,
you guys.
I'm Team Caleb.
I'm Team, like, staying alive. Meh, you know?
That's too logical for our panel. I'm sorry.
Just life. #life.
We need your different voice in here because all of us all the time are like, we love them. They can do no wrong. I don't care what he does. I don't care what she does. They're going to end up together and have beautiful babies and a lovely wedding.
I'm Caleb if I'm anybody.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about this kind of fight that Arya and Ezra had. And
oh my god, thank god someone said something. I would have said something like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was like one of the more heated conversations that they've had, I think, ever? In the course of the show.
And he still didn't seem like he got it. Like, you have your fiance here and you're going to like fix your ex-girlfriend, and she was so good about it for the first time and like, you know, helping her for the first week, but at this point it's getting a little crazy.
Well, like, I think everyone has their breaking point, right? So you can be like, okay, go visit her at the hospital. I understand, like, you know, she was found. This is great. Like, go see her. And then when it becomes like it's interrupting your life, and that's certainly what it became for them, then I think she's absolutely right. She has to say something. And I love them as a couple, and I worried that it was going to push them.
You can tell that they were feeling disconnected, or at least like she was, and he wasn't even focusing on her at all. Because he's so focused on fixing this issue, and it's like, oh, get it together, Ezra.
But, okay, you know the last time they broke up before the flash forward? And it was just a very, like, cool, you know, I'm cool going out to California, and I don't want you to follow me. And it was just, like, a very mutual, like, this isn't the right time for us. I feel like right now, they should not be getting married.
Yeah, they're definitely pushing the...
Why are they forcing it? If it's not right, then she should just be like, you know what? I think you need to take some time and realize what is really important to you, and I'm going to leave. And
honestly, I would have left that ring on the table and gotten out of there.
I think they're forcing it more so for the fans, so the fans don't go off on the writers, because the writers are kind of scared of the fans.
They can't.
At this point.
I don't think that they can break them up. Like, I think that they have probably, I don't know, maybe that's just like us living on our own little bubble, but I feel like they have the biggest
fan base.
Yep. Them two specifically.
I felt a Bonnie and Clyde potential situation tonight because, listen, Arya is not going to the light side.
No.
And I don't think Ezra's been there for a very long time.
He hasn't, no.
So
that
maybe.
Whole scary mask thing.
Like, let's not forget about how creepy he was. When you watch back all that stuff with
Raven's
that guy.
And,
well, no, just Ezra in general, about how he wrote the book and stalked those girls.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And so maybe they're going to kind of run it, like, be like, let's save ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point.
I'm sorry. I know I'm like devil's advocate.
I mean, I understand.
We need it.
No, I get what your point is. I just feel like, this is something that even if realistically I understand in actual life, this couple
would never work out.
Would be terrible together. But on the show, I think there are so many cheerleaders for them.
And they're, like, star-crossed lovers, because, you know, like, he was her teacher, and, like, they weren't allowed to be together then, and, like, every single time something comes between them, and, like, they keep finding their way back to each other, so everybody wants to believe in, like, a love like that, you know, that can overcome, like,
Sam absolutely does not want to.
I want to believe in a love like
that. Like a statutory love, you know, kind of thing. You're just like, it's real.
Sam, don't tell me that you never had a teacher that you thought was hot.
I did, but you know what? If anything happened, I think at the end of the day, I'd think to myself, crap.
What?
My parents would be so pissed.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's not something you tell your parents.
That's what I wanted to also talk about. Nicole's parents seem to really be pressuring this. And I have
an issue with her parents.
But I wondered, like, do they know about Aria? Like, they have to be in the dark.
I think that they know, because Nicole went back. Nicole obviously knows about Aria now. Like, Nicole went back, and her parents still asked Ezra to come. So I'm like, they have to know that he's engaged to somebody else. I think they're trying to get him to come back because they're like, we know that he'd be good for her. And, like, if they could just be together, then, like, maybe it would help her overcome everything she had. So they're trying to bring him back and back and back to, like, get him away from Aria and back with Nicole.
I'm wondering if that's more of an AD thing, first of all.
Yeah, maybe.
If AD is, like, getting to her parents. Also, what I really want to see is more of Nicole, because we haven't really, like, met her.
That's what... Well, we did meet her, like, a few seasons ago before she was kidnapped. But yeah,
why aren't they using her?
Because it's suspicious. That's exactly why they're not using her and her parents.
You just text me something about that.
Maybe Ezra isn't, like, really going to go see her and her parents. And her parents aren't really the ones that are calling him, telling him to go. Maybe it's something else and he's evil again. I know he wasn't technically evil in the first place, but I don't really know if I agree with that statement. But it's a good don't nice you theory. Think
yeah,
that,
that may, like that she's yeah because maybe like he saw her because obviously we saw her so right. We know he saw her at some point
yes
but like all of these times that he's been going back and forth maybe he hasn't been going back and forth to her which could be maybe why she came because she's like he came once and like he never showed up again like what's up.
And I will say, so I was rewatching the first episode of this season the other day, and there was a moment when that reporter guy was hanging outside of Ezra's apartment, and Aria was there, and they had a confrontation, and he was I want to get a story with him. So he said to Aria, oh, I didn't know there were two of you. And I don't know. I know that not everybody can be twins. They're obviously not twins. But there was something to this duality between, I didn't know there were two of you, and I just don't think Ezra is necessarily going to Nicole.
Mm. Yeah, I wondered... When he returned to Aria and he's like, I didn't get on the plane. And what do you think that meant? Do you think he had a change of heart?
I think he saw Ren and Spencer's twin and got scared so badly because he knew they were bad and he was like going to pretend. It's like seeing something bad and then not wanting to be implicated or someone to come after you and go, I didn't see anything. I'm just walking away.
And because like the one flight that came up was to Boston. That it was, like, delayed, Boston, and then you see a whole page listed with canceled, 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 canceled. So that could be implying that he was going to Boston and not Maine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Melissa? Is that where Melissa is right now, or is she in London?
I think she's in London.
I'm not sure.
She's probably in Rosewood, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Well, if you're on the chat and you know where Melissa is, please let us know. Also, you can rate and comment on YouTube, iTunes, and SoundCloud. We read them all. We love hearing from you guys. And this show, we need your theories, too, because there's always something to talk about. So please go on YouTube and let us know what you're thinking. Of course, you can chat live with us. We have Kristen on the chat tonight.
It's true, I'm back.
Yes. So let's jump into these messages from AD. Probably the creepiest part of the episode to me. It's like weird and creepy. Aria getting
it's
these.
It's her face, but like not her chin and not her mouth.
Did it sound like Chloe Bridges to anybody else? It 100%.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
They just didn't want to pay another actress.
Yeah,
they're like, "You'll use your voice."
Well, Becca had a good
you've got
point.
Some lines.
No, I think because we saw that Sydney is part of this, I think she's being blackmailed in some way or another, and AD is using like
she
her
seems
voice.
So into it when they were in the car though. She seemed like invested.
Oh no, she seems really into it.
I thought she seemed scared.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not get that from her. She was like, I like being on the winning team. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, all straight-faced and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all serious. No, but I think she's being used at this point, but she is into it. And they're using her voice, whoever AD is, on FaceTime, using this FaceTime swap, whatever is going on.
Someone says, Melissa's a doctor on Chicago Med, so.
It was just true story. It was just like the worst, it's not Photoshop, but like the worst photo, like video editing ever. Right? Just like this like super.
Well, they can't be good at everything.
You know what? Yeah. I was thinking about like 10 years from now, which I'm sure people will still be binging this show on Netflix. 100%. Oh, I'm sure. 100%.
I'll still be binging it on Netflix.
They'll be watching this part and laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it was so bad.
Yeah, that's so cheesy. Like, it looks so crappy.
They'll be laughing too at, like, our phones. They'll be like, why is there phones like that? Nothing comes out of it.
I still laugh about the Washington, D.C. green screen thing.
Oh, gosh.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. But what do we think Arya is going to do next? So she's clearly being blackmailed by AD at this point.
She likes it. I think she likes
being blackmailed. What is she really being blackmailed? They haven't been specific.
I mean, they're threatening her. Like her friends, right? Isn't it her friends?
No, I don't think she gives a crap about her friends. She cares about her relationship. They said, oh, the princess won't get the prince. Like, okay. Figure your own relationship out, Arya.
I think she's stupid, honestly, in that she thinks that she's going to get something out of it that she won't get out of it. I think she's just trying to end it. She is.
All of it. Just.
She wants to end the game. Like, that's very clear. And she says it, I think, in 2 weeks ago.
I think that's her only motivation. It's like, I just want to end it.
Yeah, but they're stronger together, honestly. And I think, hopefully, she figures that out before we have 2 episodes left.
I feel like Spencer and Hannah always have plan B and C's. I'm not really sure about Emily, but I think she tries to.
Emily doesn't ever have a plan A. She just goes along with what everybody else is doing.
Well, no, Emily tries to do the right thing all the time. Yeah. I don't think Emily would ever do this, but she doesn't have a plan. I think Spencer and Hannah are more strategic, but Arya is just, I really want her to have had a plan to like help her friends and did not.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling right now that she does not have a plan and she's just looking out for herself.
I hope either she gets out of this and somehow stops these messages from AD, and we see that happen in the next few episodes, or she gets on the inside of it and starts to really unravel.
And we've seen people do that before, Spencer, Toby. People have gotten on the inside before to like try and stop it. But I guess it just depends how far she goes.
Yeah, you know? I mean, she's, I feel like, the closest to this leader AD that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
She definitely is having some contact with the team of AD. I don't want to say AD directly, but someone related to.
I mean, don't you guys think it's so convenient, though, that Nicole has come back and is taking all of this time away, but we never see her?
So, are you putting Nicole as your top suspect?
Kind of, or that she is the excuse that Ezra is using to be AD.
Oh, so you think it's going to come back around to
You know, Ezra. I think that would be such a letdown if they made Ezra AD, and not because I love him, but because he's already been A. Like, we've already had an A reveal with him. It's like, if you do that to me again, then I'm just going to be like, why have I watched this whole season for the same person that I saw in season, what, 3? Like,
I would kind of like it to be Nicole, though, because we know her, but we don't know that much about her. But I would be a bit satisfied with the right explanation.
But has she been, like, running it from her, I don't know,
she pretended to be kidnapped, went on a really long vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think she has the motive. Besides the Arya thing, I don't, like, she...
But we don't know.
It's never intertwined with the other girls, really.
And Becca, do you have a top suspect? Because you guys are newer to our panel.
My top suspects right now are Lucas because of the gaming thing and the game board and him designing games and being smart. And then Mona.
Okay. So I, for a long time, thought it was Lucas. And I've said it on this show in the previous few weeks. But now it's becoming like he is the obvious choice to me.
It is.
So it's not.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Well, obviously we see in next episode's preview, like, he has more information than we know right now. So, like, he knows more than we think. But as far as, like, how deep that goes,
you guys,
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but there are cameras in that frickin' place that Hannah's staying in. He's not good. Whether he's AD or not, I think that he's more of a follower. He's not AD, but he's been working for AD, and I don't know why Hannah just like, oh, I'm just going to still sleep there.
I know. I would be out.
Right. And
why don't they all just move into Allie's house?
And that's what we saw tonight was the unraveling of this for Hannah. At the beginning of the episode, she was like, still believed in Lucas. And then as Lucas started to try to sell her factory space, and it just became very clear to her, I feel like, by the end of the episode, that he was up to no good. Whether or not he's AD or not, that's a whole other thing to deal with. But he certainly is making her question their friendship and even their working relationship at this point.
It breaks my heart because, like, I feel like I'm going to go back and watch, like, season one and two tonight when, like, when Hannah believed in Lucas then, mm-hmm. I'm going to be, like, tearing up because I love their friendship.
You guys.
And I love that Hannah had trust in him. Even, like, back in season one and two and three.
When he, like, kidnapped her in a boat.
Yeah.
That's when I knew.
That was crazy. Bad news. That scared me half to death.
It was his, I mean, he had a really nice recovery, but I didn't believe it.
Well, I think that Mona also always being at Hannah's side makes it me wonder what Lucas and Mona are up to together.
Yeah, they are.
Because he's kind of the one who is never around. He's, like, somehow controlling things in her life, and then Mona's like her right hand girl, and that combination is not good.
I don't think Mona's involved.
I don't either.
I think we did the Mona thing. Like,
I don't think she's AD, but I wonder what they're after with Hannah specifically.
I think either Mona is involved, or Mona's gonna get killed off before this.
It's
before
Mona's the show redemption is over. Tour.
Well, I feel like, and I feel like she's been on that for a while. Like, that's what I was just about to say. Is I think she's being redeemed right now, you know? Like, Hannah's forgiven her, but we didn't really have time because we didn't actually have 5 years of a jump.
But
like, I feel like this is the writer's way of getting us all to, like, forgive her.
Yeah, I don't know that I've forgiven her, though, to be honest. I think what she's done in the past, it's not enough at this point, at least from what we've seen. And again, you're right, there is that five-year gap. Then there could be more, but I'm going to need
maybe we'll
flashbacks.
Ask you in 5 years and see.
Yeah, I'll come back. Don't worry.
If you've gotten over it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's one of those things that definitely bothers me about the show in terms of why Lucas and Mona, to me, started to feel like tonight some sort of team in some way.
No, they do.
Yeah, and I don't know why. But I don't know that it's AD. I'm not saying that.
I totally agree with you. And they have been on a team before together when back when they were meeting at the brew area.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's redeemed herself. However, I think she's a badass character and she's one of my favorites.
No, she is one of for me, I understand the Mona thing. I've had those friends. You know, everyone's had those friends like during tough times in your life. And, like, maybe when you got to high school, they got weird. Or they, you know, not weird, but,
or they,
like,
went insane?
Yeah, you drifted apart, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing? But those friends are always important. With the Lucas thing, for me, I always just felt like, Hannah, how are you staying in his place? Hannah, it almost got set on fire when you had your wedding, your bridal shower. Like, hello?
Yeah, she just needs to open her eyes to what's happening around her.
She trusts too much.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but I have to say that for the last few weeks, as I mentioned, I've been saying Lucas, and tonight I felt like the tides were changing. It was too obvious, and I want there, when they reveal AD, there to be a real shock value to
it. Same.
And, like, not that it's someone that we haven't seen in years or that we don't know, but right. I want something where I haven't predicted it on this show, which will be tough because I feel like we predicted nearly everyone, but I do want the surprise there.
I do think Paige is also a good suspect for Aiden.
No, she's off my list now. I think she's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think she's just in love with Emily, and it's there's a lot of jealousy and
can
a lot.
Can we talk about that now?
Yeah, that is literally what I'm leading into, so.
I like talking about the baby.
Yeah, so the baby, we found out in the previous episode, of course, that Emily's eggs were used to, I guess, in Emily's pregnancy.
To fertilize.
Yes, a unknown.
Or I guess not fertilize, because the egg gets fertilized. To implant.
Implant in Allie, and we don't know who the father is.
I mean, it's obviously Peter Hastings.
Ew, gross.
Oh,
they didn't sleep together.
You seriously think so?
No.
He is everybody's father.
Kristen.
It's an obvious choice. It's so, I mean, I don't know how, like, they would have gotten his stuff, but, like...
Whoever the dad is,
this is a fake. This is like an in vitro kind of thing, you know. It's not like he slept with Emily and or Allie and like made a baby. That would be gross.
It would be gross, but it still would be like I think way too much weird in one belly.
What about Jason?
Okay. Oh. No,
because Kristen, then
you're making it worse.
No, because then it would actually be part of Allie. Because right now, it's not Allie.
No, gross. Listen,
no. Then she is carrying her brother's
child. Yeah, then she's carrying her brother's child.
Have you not seen Friends?
Okay, I know this happens. Thank you. I know.
I understand, but...
It's not... She didn't sleep with him, like...
Okay, you guys, here's, I think, what is, you know, not to jump too much into predictions, but with this baby storyline, I think it's going to be eight... I always thought AD was a woman, so I'm kind of, like, on and off with this, but the man counterpart to AD... The worst that you can think of a guy, and he's going to end up being the big villain, that's who's going to be the dad. And then they're going to have this really tough choice.
You know, I feel like that won't happen because, I don't know, thinking like
in... So you don't think the father is AD?
No. Oh, I think they made the father someone else because if you're
Pastor
a guy...
Pastor Ted?
Yeah.
No.
No, see, that's gross to them. That's gross. Anyway.
It's all gross.
Why would you, as a guy, like, be like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, implant my sperm into this girl's uterus to make a baby with them, even though they don't know who I am, so that, like, one day they can sue me for child support? Like, that sounds dumb.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it got that far in their head. I think they're
maybe
trying to screw
but even still,
with
like, why would you?
This is a good
why I don't
way to
know.
Do it.
I feel like if I was gonna like not me personally, but like if you were gonna try and screw with somebody, like you would use somebody else's sperm to do it.
Well, you could also right? Like, they stole the eggs. Yeah. They could steal the sperm.
Yeah, like you wouldn't use your own. That's too close.
Oh God, I have gross pictures in my mind.
And I'm imagining that wherever they stole the eggs from, they could have stolen the sperm too.
Just took a random sperm.
And or like I don't know how far Emily's eggs got into the implantation process, but like if they actually like mixed it with because she was donating it, so that it already had a father, so they could have possibly been like already mixed with the father's. You know, they could have already mixed them, because normally when they take eggs out, they, like, fertilize them.
I think we're getting too far into this process.
So they could have already been fertilized. That's
I
want to
jump back into... Yeah.
I think it could be Lucas.
Ew.
Okay.
Well, ew.
What would that be ew?
I don't know.
Who would not be ew for you?
Who would not be ew? Caleb?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got deep into the, like, who's the daddy
fertilization. Okay, fair enough.
So, who's the dad?
I want to pull it back and talk about this. So, Hannah and, or excuse me, not Hannah. What am I talking about? Emily and Paige and this baby causing major drama between them because Emily, of course, wants to keep it once she finds out that it's her egg.
I'm kind of shocked that she does, actually.
I think it's a stupid idea to keep the baby. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's a stupid idea.
I'm shocked that she actually is like, yeah, I want it. And she actually said it, too. Like, not just felt it. And normally it's not like her to speak up, you know.
This episode felt like they were forcing Emerson to be a thing.
I thought they were going to make out at the very end when she was, like, sitting with her on the bathroom floor, wherever they were. I thought they were going to make out.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Well, I think that's another fan voted.
Exactly.
I mean, like, people really want that.
Yeah.
And I actually don't have a real preference for Emily. I just want her to be happy. I feel like we've had a lot of struggles with Emily, and like my end goal for her is just like find.
That's so
and
nice.
I actually think no matter who's the father is, I think the baby will make her happy. Because at the end of the day, it's hers. Like, it's part of her. It doesn't matter who the father is. Like, it's half her.
Well, all the talk, you know, especially she had a scene with Hannah, Emily did, and Hannah said to her, yo, like, it doesn't really matter as much what Allison thinks. This is your baby.
Yeah.
She could easily tell Allison, I'm going to take the baby, we're going to move to Arizona, or back to Cali. You have nothing to do with it, and you were just my carrier by accident.
She still has, like, that's a big request from someone, like, carry my baby.
It's already in there.
Yeah, but right now she can't really, like, it's not as much of a burden as it's going to be for the next, like, 9 months on her, you know?
I was going to say,
like, her body
emotionally, like, she's asking a lot of her emotionally to
like, surrogacy is a huge undertaking for somebody, so.
Yeah. It is.
Someone is saying that Charles could be the father.
I saw multiple of that.
Thinking about that.
Here.
Which, wait, no.
Like, Cece, okay, so.
No, yeah, that's too confusing.
Well, Cece was once a man.
Yeah, but did they...
Did she? We don't know, like, how deep she got into the, like, process. Do we know, like...
You think she still had a penis, is what you're saying.
I mean, maybe. Like, you don't know. I'm just gonna say. Like, you don't know. And, like, you don't know, like... And you don't know when she, like, actually made the transition. So even if she didn't now, she could have frozen, like, or, like, donated sperm before. And because, like, maybe she was, like, you know... Because she wouldn't be able to have a woman, like, a... egg, but like if she was like, oh, one day I'm gonna want to have kids, maybe I should freeze my sperm so that I can have
real like twisty HBO level twisty.
Okay, but I could see that because the whole reason for this AD thing is because Charlotte got killed, and AD is obsessed with Charlotte in one way or another.
Yeah,
so I could see that.
Then that also gives Allie like a connection too because it is her.
Well, that just makes it more messed up.
Yeah. But I feel like she's going to be more connected knowing that there's her DNA is in there somewhere. Because right now, as far as we know, it's not her DNA at all.
Yeah.
It's just she's someone else's DNA and growing in her body.
Before we wrap up the show and go into predictions, I do want to talk about, I realize we skipped over the comic book. Going back. And that Lucas, in his place, when the girls go investigate his place, there's this comic book that he made with Charles. I'm trying to, like, I need to go back and look at the episode again to see what this comic book exactly entails, the story of it, because that could be a big clue to AD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go back and watch that, because I was paying more attention to the dialogue than... the, like, drawings and stuff.
Right. I felt like I saw Hannah in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Hannah's AD, guys.
But Lucas has been such a huge, huge... Hannah's been such a huge part of Lucas's life. And so I could imagine him bringing that to the table.
That's why, like... I don't know. I don't get why he would torture Hannah or pick on Hannah so much and, like, keep the game... rolling on Hannah, unless it's, like, to give her clues.
Well, I think we're going to get a lot more information next week,
I'm really excited for that. But before we talk about it, let's jump to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Girls, do you have any good ones?
Sam, go first. Okay. I don't like going first.
Okay, so I think that next week we're going to even get a little bit more validation that Spencer has a twin, and hopefully we'll get more Ren, because what a waste to just, you know?
Seriously.
And I think we're going to see, again, a darker version of Ezra, and I think Arya is going to say to herself, I got way in over my head, and I'm kind of regretting what I've done, and then she's probably going to go run to either Ezra... or someone else of the friends and be like, crap, I did something bad.
Well, they also tease that Lucas has this secret relating to A, and I'm hoping that secret explains some of this behavior away. Because right now, he's being sketchy, and there's a lot that you can argue that, one, he's not a good friend, two, he's really, in some ways, torturing Hannah. I mean, like, it's almost a form of torture at this point. And I would love to know if that secret is, in some ways, explains that.
Oh, and my last prediction is I don't think Mona is going to make it out of the series alive. I think she's going to get back into it.
I can see that.
And she doesn't want to, you see. And Hannah's going to feel a lot of guilt when that happens.
I could see that as well.
I'm going to cry.
And I honestly think that would be her redemption, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, her end-all, be-all of redemption. And hopefully they don't do it until, like, the very last episode, though, so we can have her.
Exactly.
I don't want Mona to die, but if it's in the last episode and it's a redemption, then I could see it happening.
It's like if she dies to protect them all.
Yeah, no, good. I could see it happening. I'll be really sad. I mean, if she doesn't die, though, I still predict that she's on, that she's working for AD, or she's ADE.
Someone, L410G said that when people transition, they often store their DNA because they end up being sterile so later that they can have biological children.
Ooh. Then I could see that being
That's
a thing.
That's a really good point.
Interesting.
I could actually also, though, see Mona joining AD's team now because she's fascinating. She's like, excuse me, can I apply for a job? Because what you're doing is really cool.
She's or literally maybe, like, oh my god, the game.
Hannah, because now that Hannah's trying to get her involved, maybe that, like, sends her off the rail. Like, she was saying it's an addiction, so maybe, like, she gets addicted again. She's like, I need it.
Yeah.
And joins AD. Oh.
I mean, she's definitely circling that. When you talk about, like, I used to kind of have this addiction, and that's what she was implying in the episode. And then, like, she's right in it with Hannah. Like, she very well may go back to it. I do think, we're looking at the final five episodes, and I'm really excited to see how they tie all of this up. I feel like, again, I mentioned it at the beginning of the episode, this has certainly been the first episode I've felt like this season has started to do that. Where I'm starting to...
To tie everything in.
Yeah, to starting to see the...
And, like we were saying a couple weeks ago, is, like, we were supposed to get a big episode every single episode, and we weren't feeling like that. Yeah. And this is the first time I'm like, okay, finally you're living up to your promise of every time I'm going to get some more and more answers.
Yeah, the first two were definitely filler episodes this season.
Yeah, but I'm excited for what's to come, and thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us, and thank you all for filling in as well. And Becca, do you have
one thing, the Troyan thing and how she directed.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Great job, Troyan.
Yeah, awesome. Troyan directed this episode, and it was amazing. So good job for her. Yeah. Love seeing these girls branch out more. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in News and Gossip next week. In the meantime, you can find AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. And you can find me at Stephanie Winger.
You can find me at Kristen_Strange.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talks TV.
All right, see you all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.